executing a reckless series of maneuvers, the Grand Driver had changed lanes and was descending rapidly for Tanik Spaceport. A semicircular docking pad, located at the edge of the Manai District and surrounded on all sides by towering monads. Reserved for low-impact freighters, the port was a haven for drugged and abducted crew members, itinerant workers, and undocumented migrants of diverse species, most of whom were in search of steerage passage to distant worlds. Glad to be released from the skycab, Palpatine edged his way into the crowds and set a course for the headquarters of the Refugee Relief Movement, whose stark offices were tucked under the port's recessed upper level. Halfway to his destination, he spied the stout Naboo he had come to see, standing alongside his slender wife and issuing commands to a group of young volunteers. Adopting an expression of good cheer and waving a hand in the air, Palpatine shouted, "Rui!" The man swung to the sound of his voice and smiled broadly.
"Palpatine!"
President of the RRM, Rui Naberi had a large, square head, thin lips, a clean-shaven face, and short hair clipped in high bangs. A one-time mountain man, a builder by trade, and a frequent guest lecturer on microeconomics at Leeds University, he was not easily fooled, and his default expression was one of sincerity. The nonprofit organization he directed was devoted to providing aid for Coruscant's billions of lower-tier dwellers.
"What a happy coincidence," Rui said, pumping Palpatine's hand.
The two Naboo were close in age, but Rui was a product of public education rather than the series of private institutions young Palpatine had attended.
"You remember Jobal?"
A tall woman with a triangular-shaped face and wide-spaced and compassionate eyes, she was allowing herself to age gracefully, though her long hair was still dark and luxuriant. Married to Rui by arrangement, she was every bit as serious as he was, and equally committed to the refugee movement.
"Of course," Palpatine said.
Bowing his head, he added,
"Madame Naberi."
She made a move to hug him, then thought better of it and simply smiled in acknowledgement.
"How good to see you again, Senator."
Rui touched him on the back.
"I never had a chance to thank you in person for allowing me to address the Senate about the refugee crisis on Sev Tok."
Palpatine shrugged it off.
"It was my honor to be affiliated with such a worthy cause. Speaking of which, Onaconda Far sends his regards." "Rhodia should be proud of him," Rui said. "One of the few in the Senate who recognizes that good fortune should not be taken for granted, but should serve as an impetus for bringing comfort to those less fortunate."
Palpatine smiled tightly.
"What brings you to the dock, Senator?" Jobal asked. "More than coincidence, m'lady. In fact, a matter of utmost urgency that involves your daughter, Padme." "She's here," Rui said.
Palpatine looked at him.
"On Coruscant? Here, at Tanik."
He pointed to a nearby dock, where an energetic, dark-haired girl was directing an anti-grav pallet of foodstuffs into the bay of a waiting freighter. Catching sight of her father, Padme waved.
"Who is the young man with her?" Palpatine asked.
"Ian Lago," Jobal said. Palpatine sharpened his vision.
"The son of King Varuna's counselor?"
Jobal nodded.
"He's become a bit lovesick." "And Padme with him?"
"We hope not," Rui said. "Ian's a nice boy, but..." "Well, let's just say that Kun Lago would not be happy to learn that his son has been fraternizing with the enemy, so to speak."
Realizing that young Ian was eyeing him with sudden interest, Palpatine returned the look for a moment, and then said,
"This brings me directly to the point of my visit. As you're no doubt aware, our king has instructed me to support the Trade Federation on the issue of taxation of the free trade zones."
"Of course he would," Rui said with clear disdain.
How otherwise would Varuna continue to line the pockets of his robes with kickbacks?